So welcome again. This is Jan Stringer, and I'm the founder of Perfect Customers, in case you guys didn't know that. But today really is just an informal opportunity to come together and really shine the light on how to improve your business in the areas of sales, marketing, getting your message clear. We'll just see what all surfaces today. You might be designing a product. You might be having difficulty getting that product pulled together, or maybe your business isn't quite off the ground the way you'd like it to be. We're just going to cover a lot of different things depending on, what your desires are today. So we'll focus on you and what that is, since we have that opportunity to come together. And we also wanted to share about our certification training program that's called Strategic Attraction Certification and Training, or SACAT. That's how we affectionately like to call it. And we'll tell anybody that has not had an opportunity to be part of that program or learn more about it, what that might offer to your business and moving your new year ahead. So quite a few people on the call today are actually in the SACAT program that will be starting next week. So we'll hear from you as well. All right. So just to get the party started, I'd love to hear from you, a couple of people at least, maybe everybody. What attracted you to be here today? And maybe while just share your name, where you're from, and your business, and any particular thing, just a little short piece on what attracted you to be here. So we're interactive, and unless the noise gets, kind of noisy somewhere, but it sounds pretty quiet, the code for silencing or muting your phone is *6. But you can leave your lines open for now if you already have them open. All right, enough about that, and let me open the floor for you. Who wants to start us out in that? If you would, somebody, some brave soul, jump in there and share what attracted you to be here, and be sure and give your name and where you're from and what your business is.
I'll start first, if that's all right.
All right, thank you.
I'm Lynn Sanders from Winnetka, Illinois. And my company is called Park Avenue Marketing, also doing business as Difference Makers Media. And we help both business owners who are passionate about social change as well as nonprofits expand their exposure, build their following, and attract more revenue through telling their stories online in writing, videos, and live programs. So what attracted me is I've heard of your program, Jan, for quite a while with you and Alan, and I am looking to attract more of the perfect customers and also learn how to properly price my business services.
Okay, awesome. And you're part of our new SACAT program as well, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're happy to have you and bring your expertise to us and ours to yours, and let's, magic will be the result, I'm sure of it.
Yes.
So, all right, thank you, Lynn. And who else? If you just joined in, we're just sharing our name and where we're from and our business and just a little bit about what attracted you to be here. So who'd like to go next?
I'll go next, Jen. This is Glenn. I'm very soon launching a new online program. It's called Mind, Body, Spirit Mastery, and I offer spiritual metaphysical training, helping people with greater self-awareness and expanded consciousness. And so I'm, been familiar with Julia Stege. That's how I got to this place. And I think what you guys have to offer is fantastic. It's how the universe works. And so I hope to use your strategies to do that for myself as well as help other people. And that's
why
I'm
this?
Here. Glenn.
Okay. Glenn.
This is Glenn speaking.
Okay.
Hey, Glenn.
All right. So, Glenn, I'm really happy for you to be here today. Thank you for being, and I can't wait to learn more about everything you do as well. Now, you've got an extensive repertoire. So I love, you know, connecting with people and just sharing our gifts and our exchanges. So I'm glad you're here. Thank you.
Thanks. Hi, Alan.
Hi.
Alan's here now. I guess you could tell by that boisterous laugh he's
yes,
famous
thank
for.
You.
All right. Who else just joined in, or you'd like to say hello, or we're just introducing ourselves and we're saying our name, where we live, and just a little bit about what attracted you to be here today.
This is Tony Schumann. I'm from Dallas, Texas. I'm an investment advisor, but it's I guess the tough thing is trying to explain to a lot of people what I really do. People kind of look at that and when I was stopping off at a local place today, I ran into a bunch of old retired guys who asked me just, you know, what do I do and, you know, where I went to grad school and stuff like that, because I don't sound like any other investment advisor they've ever talked to. And I just don't, I guess I'm trying to figure out how to find, I guess, more perfect people that are more in tune or willing to open up and say, look, I can do a lot of things for you, like a community bank. I can make them a lot more profitable in a couple of years doing some things which are proven and predictable. I guess trying to figure out how to come across with that stuff and attract those types of people who want to do business rather than guys who want to go, or women who want to run off and do it all by themselves.
Right. Okay.
Boy, you in the right place.
You are
in
the right place today, Tony. I think we're going to get right into the heart of that.
And Alan, this is Carrie Bell. I just arrived.
Carrie Bell. All right. Welcome.
Hi, Carrie. This is Jan, and I'm glad you're here. Thanks for being here.
And unfortunately, I may be either in and out or on mute, so I'll be looking for the replay, because I'm also in the middle of doing a consulting software installation. So we'll see where I get to on that.
Well, before you have to pop off, why don't you just go ahead? We know you're Carrie Bell, where you live, where your company is, and just what attracted you to be here today.
Alan can tell you that, because I sat in on the previous call, and we had a really good discussion. I have come to this through the Passion Test people and Randy Crutcher, and that connection is Chris Atwood and Janet. I'm in Fairfield. I know them for years, and so there's a okay, hang on a second. I got to try something here. And the key that I wanted to mention to Alan is that I really appreciate the our call last week, because I just spent the weekend with the men's group meeting, and I now have a list of about 16 men to follow up on.
See? So you took the little bit of coaching that we had in that call, and produced some good results. I knew that was going to happen. That's great. Well, I can't wait to talk to you more about that.
Yep.
That's how it works. So really good. All right. Well, welcome, Carrie. Anybody else like to introduce themselves, and then we're going to move into the next part of our call. Your name. And where you live and your business, and what attracted you to be here?
Hi, Dan and Alan. Hello.
Let's see. I heard a woman and then somebody else.
Hi, this is Andrea.
Andrea, okay.
Hi.
I live
in Overland Park, Kansas, Kansas City, and I was on one of the calls through the lecture series, and Emily Burchard gave me your information. I think you were on the call.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
All right,
so, yes.
Yay.
So, I'm a business owner of a salon for the last 8 years. I rent a space, and also have been doing life coaching for the last 4 years. And I was sharing on the call that I noticed that where I was failing was in network and marketing, and I think you heard me talk about that. So that's why I'm on the call, and excited to be here, and thank you for having me.
Awesome. I'm thrilled you're here.
Yeah, you're in the right place, too. And
all right. And there was one other person that kind of was getting ready to say something.
Yes, me. Hi, Joan. This is Ortiz. How are you?
Hi. Great. Great.
So I'm in Santa Cruz, California, and of course, synchronicity brought me to you. And it was with the call that you had with Julia. And my business, I am a transformational coach, mentor, and healer. And I help people attract the relationships, love, health, and career that they dream of. And it's all about helping people align with their highest self. And I am here because I've been doing a lot of marketing, and I keep on fighting it because I know it's all about attracting. So your marketing, not doing marketing, is what totally resonates with me. And I said, oh, finally somebody gets me. So that's what I'm here. And I'm looking to get to, you know, a more clear statement or way of communicating what I do.
Yeah, wow. Well, Belinda, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, Belinda, that is so great because, you know, I hear you're resonating, you know, helping people align with their highest self, you know, like that statement, finally somebody gets me. I mean, I get that about when Steve and Andrea shared about a little bit about and why they're here. For example, Steve, I can't wait for the perfect time that Jan will tell you her story about one of our other Say Cats that got that. And so that's what all of you are going to have a taste of today, one, that you're being gotten, and that you're going to be able to communicate in a way that that's what you're going to hear from your perfect customers.
Mm. Great.
Wow. Finally, somebody.
Somebody gets me.
Yeah, we found the tribe. Thank you.
The tribe is here. Yay.
And we will fall in love with you and become, and we have a strategy for how you can turn them into what we call lucrative, loyal, raving fans, people who refer you to their friends just because they love you so much and want to see you be successful.
Yes. Thank you.
All right.
Well, and I know that exists, but because I have had it before, so that's why I want to get back into it. So it's not that I think it exists. I know that that's the way it is. So thank you.
Perfect. Thank you.
Well, thank you, everybody, for being here. And we'll have some more opportunity for sharing in just a moment. And I kind of wanted to give you a little, you know, some of the things that you've mentioned, like what Belinda was just saying, you know, somebody gets me. I think our programs are all about, I read in a book not too long ago called Anam Cara, A-N-A-M Cara, C-A-R-A, and it's a book of Celtic wisdom, and the translation of Anam Cara is soul friend. And one of the things that really struck me about the book is that a soul friend sees your soul. And the reason I'm bringing that up is that we can't see our soul by ourselves. We need soul friends that reflect it to us. And that's what I see in our programs. So welcome to your Anam Karas today. That's who you're in good company with. And we all need that. And one of my soul friends recently got me to reimagine our certification training program this year was a man named Alan Davidson, who was part of one of our earlier programs that we started the SACAP program in 2005. Anyway, he was part of one of the earlier programs, and then we had a couple of renditions. We did the SACAP for a while, and then when our Being Attraction book came out, we did the Being Attraction Wizard program. And then we just kind of let everything rest for a while. you know, other things were grabbing our attention, let's say. And it wasn't until this last December I had gone to a JVIC, if anybody knows, Rich German and Milana.
Leshinsky,
thank you. They have a program that's really great for joint venture, learning how to be a better joint venture partner. And we went to their conference last December. And truthfully, I felt like I just wanted to hide in the back of the room, which I do a good job of at these large events, and just kind of blend in. And Alan Davidson was there, so that was exciting for me because I have a special place in my heart for him.
And Alan Davidson is not someone who blends in.
No, he doesn't blend in.
6'5", fabulous gay man.
Very large, tall.
He could be in the back of the room,
and presence.
You can't miss him.
Anyway, he and I, you know, stepped aside, you know, went and sat on the sofas to visit for a little bit and have a cup of coffee. And he said, "You need to interview me." And I said, "Okay, why?" And I said, "Other than I'd love to, but what makes you say that?" And he says, "Well, since I did your program, I become very successful as a result of the SACAP program. And you need to interview me so I can tell you all of the things that have happened to me since I did your program." And I sit there with tears rolling down my cheeks because I needed that soul friend. You know, I just do what I do, and, you know, we all just do what we do. We get out there every day, and we swing the bat, and we hope we make a home run. And unless somebody brings it back to you, that loyal, raving fan, it's hard. We lose perspective. So he brought it all back to me, and then just to seal the deal, at that same event, two gentlemen who are awesome people and now SACATs as well. One, Lynn Diana, who some of you will be meeting as you're part of the program, and Ken Stone, who's another amazing being. Two more soul friends I didn't know I had, I met there, and they brought it back to me. And I left there going, wow, you know,
they brought it back to you saying, "You changed my life."
Right. You know, the book had changed their life.
Yeah.
You know, that was the situation there. So some of you are familiar with the Attracting Perfect Customer book. But that's really, you know, what I wanted to, you know, convey in that telling of that story is that even though over the years, people might have come around and said, you know, this made a difference for me, it's easy to lose it. You know, I can get in my little hamster wheel of a life and lose perspective. And so soul friends, hello soul friends, love you. So that's one of the reasons that I knew 2014 for me was going to be reimagining the SACAP program. And I've fortunately had lots of soul friends who helped me to bring it out, and that's one of the reasons we're doing the call today. We want to connect with people like you because we do have a particular method that works, and it's worked consistently over time. Perfect Customers is in their – do you realize in October it's 15 years?
Right.
That's our birthday. So So it doesn't matter where you are in the game of your business. You may have been in it a long time, and you're ready to reimagine it like I was, or maybe you're brand new and you want some new ideas, or you're just ready to launch something, or maybe you've been struggling with a website or getting your wording right. What? It doesn't matter. You're in the right place. You have taken a very brilliant step by being here today because you're surrounding yourself with other people. You've attracted these people, and they're on this call, and that's the beauty of law of attraction is that we get to draw to us our soul friends.
Yeah, and so one of the things that you can notice is that you've attracted yourself to be on this call to validate your experience is correct.
Right. So one of the things I want to do today, And this will help you as well, Tony, with what you said, where, you know, I want to connect with those people, you know, the people that are going to like my services, buy what I want, pay my prices, get me. They're out there. Now, here's the one thing that we're going to talk about, the experiential part of today's call, is if I'm not connecting with those people, what you can have today is a shift. You can actually shift in a new way, and Alan and I are going to share with you exactly how we do that. And before we do that, though, Alan, I'd really love it if you would share a little bit about some of the people you've been connecting with and what's made a difference for them to make this shift.
Yeah, you know, there are so many to draw from. I mean, you know, for example, Alan Davidson, the Alan Davidson story, one of the things that came out when when Jan actually did the interview with Alan Davidson, something we didn't even know when he started our program was that he was $250,000 in debt. And, I mean, when you listen to his case study...
That's six-figure debt.
Yeah, six-figure debt. So he laughs knowingly only because, you know, Alan's on the other side of that now.
Yeah, he's transformed that into multiple six figures, more in the seven-figure range of income now.
Yeah, so there's many stories like that. But one of the most recent experiences that I've had with strategic attraction planning that was so fulfilling, really fulfilling my passion and purpose, was on a recent, and some of you who are on the call may have been on this call that I did, and I'm going to do another one next week. It was a 90-minute call just introducing the strategic attraction planning process. And on the call, I basically just went through the strategic attraction plan. I had one person who was, you know, focusing on her, you know, what was going on in her business and her life, and everyone drew the benefits from that. At the end of the call, I said, okay, so does anybody want to share something that you received, you know, that you got a value out of this last 90 minutes? And this one woman chimes in and she says, well, step number three, when you went through step number three, it changed my life. Because step number three of the strategic attraction plan is, what do I want my perfect customers to expect of me? Okay? And she got a complete shift that she'd spent all of her life trying to make other people happy in her business. And it changed her life just in that one 90-minute class to get that, you know, what was perfect for her was what would be perfect for her perfect customers. And so for me, in that moment, I realized that personally, that was one of the most fulfilling experiences. It seems like a little thing, but it was living my passion and my purpose in that moment to know that I had done something that changed somebody's life in such a profound way, and that she actually expressed it back to me as if I had something to do with it. That's kind of the cool thing about it. And I realized, oh, not only is that so fulfilling for me, you know, my heart just sang in that moment, but I realized that that's what we have to offer anyone who wants to implement this and add it to their existing business. You can have that kind of experience simply by sharing the strategic attraction, learning how to share the strategic attraction planning process in your business.
Well, and being a soul friend.
Being a soul friend, yeah.
You're reflecting it to her in something she couldn't see for herself. So these are the kind of things you'll experience with strategic attraction planning. So if you continue to use it, you'll have that experience whether you teach it or not and go through our certification training or you just use it for yourself. You'll have these kind of experiences. So here's the number one thing. So everybody got a piece of paper, and I want you to write down some of the things you might have already shared already. excuse me. What's an area that you're wanting to shift in your business. You know, it could be around creating a product, getting your wording right, your website, your prices. Just pick one area. But go ahead and make, if you got some, so, you know, oh, yeah, I want all of those. Go ahead and write them all down.
Yeah,
whatever.
The good news is that the principle that you're about to learn is going to work with all of them.
And this is a piece out of our SACAP program, okay? So you're getting that today. So go ahead and write down your short list, let's say. Maybe it's your, what is my unique business offer? Or maybe it's just how your business is occurring for you. Like, I'm in a fog about it. I can't get that clarity I want. Maybe you're like me. You were sitting at the back of the conference room with your cloak and visibility on.
And you want to be
visible. And you've just been hiding out. And the real, you know, dirty little secret is you're ready to drop it.
Just drop your cloak of invisibility.
And be seen. Be seen, be heard, and be you. All right, so this is a interactive group, okay? I hope you guys don't mind sharing with one another. You've already gotten a good start. And we're a small class today, so you're in workshop mode, all right? So let's hear from you. What's on your short list? And start with your number one biggest. You know, circle the one that's the big one. So who... share with us. Who will start us out on that? Once you share, and we get a little sharing, then I'm going to share with you how you can make that turn out differently.
All right, I'll start first, Jan.
Okay.
This is Lynn Sanders.
Thanks,
and,
Lynn.
Just want to ask you, is this like recorded where the public is going to be hearing what I'm saying? Because I don't want the public hearing what I'm saying.
Well, only say what you're comfortable with, because you probably will share it.
I mean, not with the, well, I have a number of things on my list, but I
was that your cloak of invisibility I heard?
Showing up?
Yeah. right. Well, I mean, I feel like I need so many things, it's hard for me to almost know where to start.
Okay.
Because I know I need... and want a new website. I also need more clarity on my offer, and because I do offer different things, so you
okay.
know, I feel like maybe it could be better focused. But I guess if I were to say the number one thing would be to have more regular clients who are willing to pay me for my creative services on a monthly basis.
Okay, great. Now, if anybody else on the call wants that, go, I want that.
Me too.
Yeah, we all want that too. All right, that's great. Number one is perfect customers. All right, thank you, Lynn. Who else? What's your number one thing?
Hi, this is Andrea.
Yes.
Hi, my number one thing is I'm a single mom of three. I have a 17, 15-year-old boys, and then my daughter is almost two.
Okay.
And the balance, as I'm growing my coaching business, the fear that I have is that I'll become unbalanced with the sacrifice. I don't want to sacrifice my family to get where I'm going. And I have only allotted 10 hours a week to my coaching business, and balance with family and growing a business, but also being creative with, as I'm talking, I'm thinking, well, then I need to raise my prices to be able to make the kind of money that I want to make and the amount of time that I'm willing to invest in, or something else creative. So I just know that there needs to be a little bit of a shift in that, but mm-hmm. I do know I'm clear about wanting the balance is the main
your number one goal.
Having that balance as I grow. Okay,
right.
Thank you.
There you go. Perfect, perfect. Okay, and who wants to share next?
I'll share. This is Tony Schumann.
Thanks, Tony.
I think the best thing, and what I've been hit more and more, is how do I explain, you know, what I do and how can I help them? I can't I haven't been able to come up with a way, the 25 words or less type thing with the old line contest, and how do I explain what do I do to people, and to really help them.
Okay.
Explain what I do
to really help them.
So are you saying, Tony, what to explain, to be able to say what you do so that people get it?
I've come up with some stuff, but most of the time it's kind of like, oh, that's nice. No.
Okay, so what's the response you would like to get?
I think an ideal response was, really, when can we sit down and talk?
Great. So how to explain what I do so people say, wow, when can we sit down and talk?
All right.
I got it.
All right. Who else? Thank you, Tony.
I'll go. This is Glenn.
Okay, Glenn.
I'm in a position where I need to really clearly define the transformational outcome I provide, because I do a variety of things, handwriting, deep meditation, some other metaphysical things. And the challenge I'm having is that, you know, that's kind of much for a lot of folks. So maybe if I just did handwriting analysis, that's very clear and easy to understand, but that way they would miss out on all the rest of the goodies. So I'm just trying to figure out how to approach it, from the reverse angle. So start with the transformational outcome and then work back. So that's kind of where I'm at.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah. I hear you loud and clear. Okay, good. Does anybody else like to share what yours is? And just remember, we're a powerful, mighty force.
Yeah, it's a safe,
so when you put
little
it,
environment.
When you put it in.
This is Belinda. Following the previous, was it Glenn?
Glenn,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I do really deep work, to transformational work at, you know, energy level. And I've heard from my clients that it's really life-changing. And I realized, unless they were referred to me, it was really hard to express or to tell people what I do. And it all has kind of changed into the love area because of the energy of love, and that is where I'm now. But I really want to get to a point where people, when I just tell them what I do, they just go like, oh, wow, I want to work with you. Do you have any openings? That's where I want to get. And have a waiting list, because if my intention is not to work with 50 people at a time. So far I get really a lot out of seeing somebody's life changing. So that's where I'm at.
Okay, good. That's perfect, perfect, perfect. You're in the right place, everybody. Who else? Let's get a couple more. Is everybody starting to notice some similarities? You hear yourself and other people, what they're saying, right? Like Belinda was hearing it in similar to Glenn and that sort of thing. Well, that's one of the things that soul friends are we're surfacing for each other.
It's the power of group dynamics is what I call it.
The group dynamics, yeah. Who else? Anybody else want to add on? Got a good list started here.
Hi, this is Andrea again. I'd like to add to what I said earlier.
You
want
to add on? Okay.
Yeah, well, just definitely hear myself through other people speaking, so that's totally awesome. And about being able to explain what you do and the person not look at you like, oh, that sounds interesting, and instead saying, yeah, when can we work together? Let's get busy. So that's
right.
Awesome. But I wanted to add to when I got certified to coach, I was certified to coach certain programs,
right.
But they're really great programs when I've worked with people, but I still feel like there's that niche that might be missing. And I don't know what that looks like. I know some areas of expertise that I'm in, but I haven't been trained in those areas. I have expertise because I've gone through it. So
finding
right.
my niche that stands
mm-hmm.
out.
Okay.
Goes along with, yeah, okay, thank
okay,
you.
Okay, good, 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 good. So also you're getting, I hear in what you shared, is you're getting a little more clarity, okay? So
yeah.
as people are sharing, we hear ourselves and what other people say, and then it helps us to get more clear about our own situation. So that's just a sidebar note. So here's what I want you to look at what your number one thing or your short list is that in part number four of our strategic attraction plan, we declare who I get to be to attract what I say I want. So it's declare who I get to be to attract what I say I want. So let me talk about this part of the plan for a moment, and then we'll do some shifting, what we call shifting your being. Because you're being a particular way that is attracting the result you're getting right now. Okay? So being...
That's the good news, everybody.
The good news, yeah. The good news is what being is all about, here's how I like to think about it, is presence. It's what people see walking in the room. So I could walk into that conference last December wearing my cloak of invisibility, but when I finally took my cloak of invisibility off, I started attracting people to me that came to me. I wasn't out tracking them down. They were coming to me. And synchronistically, I was, you know, either sitting next to someone or, you know, like
in the elevator with someone.
In the elevator, yep, yep. Or like Alan was they put everybody in groups. Alan ended up, you know, being in group with somebody else who said, no, you can't do attracting your perfect mate. He was talking about that as his pitch. And because I want to do that. And that guy had read our book and had been using the attraction plan in the romantic department. And Alan said, well, I'm married to the author of the book. And he just about fell out of his chair. So, you know, these synchronistic things start to happen. So presence, who would you see yourself walking into a crowded room as now when you look at your short list? Looking at, given the list you've shared with us so far, who would you say your presence or your being, if we had to give you a title, who are you being now about your short list? Anybody?
This is where we get to practically apply this principle and process to our, you know, what's really going on in our business and our life. They just look at whatever it is that was the...
So, anybody?
This is Andrea. I'll share.
Okay, Andrea.
I was recently, let's see, probably 6 months ago, 3 months ago,
uh-huh.
wearing the cloak of invisibility to where I was sitting there thinking... or I would attract clients that would pay me and then they wouldn't work with me. They wouldn't follow through. And I'm like, And people would say, you got the money. I said, it's not the point. It's not about the money. I love helping people. And it's really irritating me. and I actually am on the other side of that. But I know that I want to have the mind of a child and know that I never know everything. And that I definitely have, I don't know what the word is for my cloak, but it's closer to Wonder Woman now, and I'm just looking for, and I have been expanding and growing in my coaching business, but just it's not to where I want it to be at right now. So I've gone through the transition.
So I just want to stop you right there.
Okay.
Being is something that has to be created over and over and over. Okay, it's not like, oh, yeah, I got my being, and now I'm it. When I wake up in the morning, I'm not always being a global
right.
leader of transformation, okay? I'm not always being the savvy say cat. I'm just not always being who I was on the call being with you today. I may be poor, pitiful Jan. I may be tired. I may be grumpy cat. There's a lot of things I could be. But being shifting. So in what your short list was saying is there's a part of you that is being that you might have to sacrifice. You know, you use that word, something about you don't want to sacrifice your family. So there's part of you that still thinks, if I have a successful business, I'll have to sacrifice my family. There's also, I would say, you know, the balance, you know, what's my niche? Who you're being right now, and it just, you know, like who's buried in Graham's tomb, what's my niche? Is you're being, what's my niche? I don't know what my niche is. Do you know what my niche is? You know, like those are the places to look in your short list. It's very simple. If you're wanting regular clients, you're not getting regular clients, you're being that I don't have regular clients. You're being whatever your short list is that you're wanting to shift. Does that make sense, Andrea?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And the thing that I'm doing right now is a mastermind group where I had a not overwhelming, but it was a lot more people responded. And people after I started, what happened? Did you already start? I wanted to join. So there's people that are wanting to do it. That, you know, the class filled up. And so I noticed a lot of fear came up because you're right. There must be that belief that, that there isn't a way to have the balance and be successful, with that. So, yeah,
all right. So would you like to shift that? Go ahead, Alan.
Well, Andrea, you are totally on the right track because what you just said was you actually shifted from, you know, your cloak of invisibility, you traded
invincibility,
that in
I like that
to, to a cloak of invincibility, which is who Wonder Woman is, okay? So now you're getting out of the bed in the morning, and you're reaching not for your cloak of invisibility, but you're reaching to put on your Wonder Woman cloak, okay? That's the first step in shifting your being, because now who are you being? I'm being Wonder Woman, which is totally different from I'm being invisible. And so that's where we get to start this process that Jan is just about to share.
So great. So you just noticed a little bit, you know, I can't think there's that little piece in there. That's that little piece that we want to bring to the surface. Not like you're not being fabulous, you know, that invincible woman in so many areas. I know that's true. We just want to kind of bring to the surface that one little niggling little part that is still holding us back. So who else has noticed something just in this conversation about your list of areas you'd like to shift?
Well, I would like to shift a lot of areas. This is
okay,
Lynn.
Lynn?
And I think it's good that, was it Andrea, at least you're very clear on what you want, and I think that's wonderful because, you know, what was coming up for me is how am I going to do this when I want to be inspirational writer, speaker, marketer, promoter. Those are a lot of different things.
So this is
even better.
Yeah.
No, I think it's very problematic.
Everybody is
for
just
me.
Bringing these wonderful points that I want to just,
it's,
you know,
it's
jump
really
for
hard.
Yeah. How, you know, the mind says, how am I going to do this? I want to be this. I want to be that. And you're probably a little bit like me from what I've gathered, Lynn, is I'm this creative idea person. You know, I have these ideas, I want this, and I get passionate about it and excited, and then the mind says, well, you can't do all that. That's too much.
Right.
So, you know, here's the, I'm going to give you guys the secret sauce now, okay? So here's the secret sauce to go from, I love this cloak of invisibility to cloak of invincibility.
Yeah.
That is what I call a being shift. Most entrepreneurs think I have to get into action and do to start a business. Most entrepreneurs actually will not succeed because of it, because they're so busy doing that they haven't created their being first. So what part number four in the attraction plan and our whole book on being attraction was intended to bring this point forward is that first you create your being of who you want in the outcome. So if, let's just, you know, I want to be a $1 million business owner, and I want to, and who do I need to be a $1 million business owner? Anybody?
Donald Trump.
Oh. It's like who's buried in Grant's tomb. If I want to be, if I want a $1 million business, who do I have to be?
Be myself.
No. Yes, and? If I want a $1 million business, who do I get to be?
A millionaire.
A millionaire. Right. I get to be a millionaire today. A being of a millionaire. Can you see that was a shift? I want a $1 million business. Oh, I want that 7-figure business too. Or I want that 6-figure business, whatever it is. I get to be that has already taken place now.
First.
So from the being of I'm a millionaire.
I'm a seven-figure business.
I'm a $1 million business owner. I get to be a $1 million business owner today. And from that place, I start to, it went in that being, I'm like, well, I could ask myself some questions like, well, what would a $1 million business owner be doing in this moment? What is the first attractive action I would take if I were a $1 million business owner today? And so that's who I'm being. So look at your list and now write the being of who you get to be. And if you need help, just let me know. Who are you going to be first so that the outcome you wanted on your list starts to happen?
So what if you have more than one thing?
Well, give me one of them.
Okay, writer, inspirational writer.
Okay, so who do you have to be?
An inspirational writer.
To have that outcome.
So you have to be the inspirational writer.
Thank you. Okay.
Wow! Way to go!
All right.
Jeez.
It's kind of sounds almost silly, but the real reality is our mind will tell us, you can't do all of it. You've got too many things.
Mm-hmm.
And your mind will also say you can't be an inspirational writer until you've, you know, created inspirational books, right?
Right.
I mean, Julia Cameron, for example, who wrote, his amazing books before 4 million people had bought her books, The Artist's Way, and she still didn't know that she was an inspirational writer. This is taking it.
She needed our course.
Right. This is not about positive thinking Pollyanna.
This is about
establishing your being as an inspirational writer. And for you, Lynn, since we've had a couple of conversations, I know that that's already true about you.
Right.
This is about you getting that's true about you and then taking actions from that being.
So, Lynn, do you know?
Well, maybe because I don't have any of the financial success.
Okay, so who are you being about the finances?
What?
Who are you being about the financial aspect?
Oh.
There's another on your short list. Who are you being about it? You know, can you see that you're getting the exact result related to who you're being? The result you're getting, if you want to be an inspirational writer, but, and Patty Walters was here, she teaches our
but slap
improv that anything that follows but is a lie. So we want to say yes and. The mind is saying yes, but you don't have the financial resources to be an inspirational writer.
Mm-hmm.
So we shift that being, your being, that that's true.
Mm-hmm.
So if I shift my being, then I take actions. So I'm not saying there's no actions involved. I'm just saying today we're looking at shifting our being. And so you might be noticing resistance, because if you're noticing any resistance, which is quite a normal reaction to shifting being, the resistance is just there telling you that it's true. You're being someone that's getting the results you're getting. And you're right, you have your face right up to the opportunity of having an opportunity that is so easy to shift. In a moment, you could shift it, and that's what your soul friends here are helping us all to do. When we come right up against ourselves, that resistance is there saying, no, you can't, you don't have this, you won't get that, you should have this already, or you yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. And so the way that you put a lid on all of that resistance is by shifting. Mm-hmm. You like, well, thanks for sharing. You look it in the face and you shift. Well, if I could shift, who would I be being? I'd be being a million-dollar business owner. Oh, what would a million-dollar business owner have in place? Well, a million-dollar business owner, in my opinion, would have this, and they would focus on that, and they would have clarity. And so I have to step into that being first to start shifting it. And so that's an example of what starts to happen. Does it happen overnight? It happens with practice. It happens once and then again and again and again until you actually become who you've been creating through your declarations.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a little kid. Little kids are better at this than we are, because as adults we got, poisoned along the way somehow. But kids, we can learn a lot about being from, because, we came in with that. We came in with that natural ability to be anything we wanted. And we played that out as children more, and then we lost it as adults. But it's actually an ancient law of wisdom. It's written in Sanskrit. I know I'll probably butcher the actual quote, but it's an ancient law that says, established in being first, then take action. So it's not just something I made up. It's something that actually works and has worked over time. It's like law of attraction. It just is. So it's an opportunity for all of us to practice establishing our being first in our business. And from there come our actions. Our being will tell us and inform us where to go next, And if I really check in, might be, relaxed, alert, and waiting for those answers, our being will help us to actually know what's the next best step for me. So anybody noticing anything for yourself just out of this little conversation we're having? Did you notice a shift?
Is this Linda?
Yes.
I didn't notice a shift, but I realized something. I used to be in real estate, and I was very successful, and I made a lot of money. But I was working 7 days a week. And one day when I decided to leave because I wanted to pursue what I'm doing now full time, they said, from now on, I'm not working but 3 or 4 days a week. And at the time, it's a big deal, because since I started working, I have always worked 6 to 7 days a week. So So when you were saying, how would a millionaire live? I thought, well, I don't want to be that busy. So I think that what is showing up is a block in there.
Right, right. Yeah, we make up how it would be, you know, maybe by past experiences, but it's so, you know, that causes us just to start holding ourselves back in a way because we've decided, oh, you know, like I might look at somebody that I know who has a $1 million business and think, oh, wow, I would never want that lifestyle. I mean, they're just like on the go all the time and they have to do this and that, and I'd never want to do that. But just remember, we're looking at a being shift for our own life, that we have the power to create however, whatever life it is. We can shift again. If it's going in a direction we want it to go, we want to be ready to shift at any moment. That's the point, rather than getting frozen in a particular position about how it is. We want
to
be,
how it has to be.
Or how it has to be. We want to get flexible. And what happens when we get real, you know, when we get frozen, as I'm saying, in this particular position of how it is, then we lose our ability to be flexible, to move, to shift, and we start telling this story, the same story, over and over and over. And so guess what happens when you tell the same story over and over and over?
Yes.
It is. That's right.
Now, I think I got my shift now.
Okay.
The shift, yeah. It's, nothing is permanent. You don't like it, you change it.
Right.
So thank you.
There you go. Shift happened.
Yeah, and that relates to what Andrea brought up about balance.
Yeah.
You know, and the thinking that, oh, I can't have a balanced life.
Mm.
Well, maybe there's a misunderstanding about what balance is. And maybe it turns out that your family is actually the source of your success in business.
Mm-hmm.
And that there is actually balance really is there. It's just I don't think that I can achieve it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And the mind, you know, will talk us out of it. So that's the purpose of a SICAP program. And if I could, I'd like to, I know we're at the top of the hour and some of you may not be able to stay on, but I'd like to just take a few minutes to share how this particular experience is really demonstrating how our SICAP program works. And so if you would like to hear more, I'd like to share about that now. But I want to, before I do that, I just want to check in and see if there's any questions or comments on this exercise we've been doing. Because we just covered a lot of material really fast, but I want to take a moment if you have a question or comment.
I'd like to make a comment, Jan.
You bet.
This is Glenn.
Uh-huh.
My little challenge of today was, well, how do I create this large transformation that I want for people? And I really did have this little shift that we've just been talking about. I shifted to being brilliant transformational outcome because that's really what I want. Mm-hmm. And Alan and I talked last week, and it already exists within our consciousness. We just have to basically allow it to come out and express itself, and it's all about the quality of our attention. So, you know, I was able to make a little shift here, so I'm very happy to report
that. All right,
that.
Shift happened. Woo!
That's great, Glenn.
We love
it. It's true. It already exists. It's already structured in consciousness.
I love that. And this is what's possible, and really this is what's required for all of us, is to keep shifting moment to moment. Shift. I like to do a dance class, and sometimes they'll, you know, we move around the room, and they'll say, okay, do this particular thing. We're all doing this particular thing, and they say, all right, when you hear this drum and the music, shift to a different, you know, movement, and then you hear the drum, everybody shifts to a new movement, and they say, now when you hear the trumpet, shift to, you know, a different movement. So you, it's like this physical expression in the dance class of shift, now shift, now shift again. And with that movement and that flexibility, I keep from being frozen in my position that this is the way it is.
And with having a group of people who are shifting,
all of us
with
shifting,
you,
mm-hmm.
that's what the SACAP program provides.
Yeah.
Is a common, you know, people who have a common mind and who are a common language, and who want this in their life. So,
so
you don't
there,
have to be alone out there.
That's right. Was there any? Thank you, Glenn, for that. Glad you got a shift. And was there anybody else before we move into the SACAP?
Hi, this is Rachel.
Hi, Rachel. Welcome.
Hi. Well, I came in really late, but I managed to catch some of your interesting topics. At the end, you talk about shift every moment, and I love it. And then you say create it over and over. Mm. This is something that I've been practicing, and it's really helpful. And I just love it. And it just reminded me the quote from Mahatma Gandhi. It says, be the change you want to see in the world.
Mm.
So
yeah,
I love that.
There it is.
And that's it, because how do I do that?
He must have been a dancer.
This is how we do it.
I love it.
Yeah. This is how we do it. This is how we be the change that we want to see in our life and our business. We have a collection of Anamkara, and we hang out with them. We have a structure.
Yeah.
And a strategy.
And Alan, you pointed out one thing. You say family is the source of your success. I have been struggling a little bit because a lot of things I want to do, my family say no. So I realized that I need to shift on that mindset. They might be a source of my success. I just need to find a way to explain to them.
Right.
Way to go, Rachel.
So who would you have to be? Who could you be being? Who could you create as your being around your family now with that insight?
I think first thing, I have to show them. I have to be a role model to show them who I am.
Beautiful.
Who I'm supposed to be. Yeah.
So your new being is I'm a role model for my family.
Yes.
Beautiful. And it could be, you know, that I'm pioneering the way for my family to see things in a new light.
And I'm being
a new way.
I'm being my family is the source of my success in business.
And I'm a leader in my family. You know, especially in our family dynamics, is the tendency is to just stay in the place, stay in the position.
Yeah.
This is how it's how it is, right?
Oh my God, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's so great. It's totally changed me right now. In the past, I've been pleasing others to get the return of happiness, but I realize I have to be who I am. And really be vulnerable to tell what I truly am and what I want to do.
Right.
Yep. That's
there
great.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Shift
Thank
happening.
You. Thank you so much.
Shift happening. Okay. All right, well, now you're really getting an experience or a sense of what the SACAP program is like. And just imagine if you had that kind of support, just that's been happening in these few minutes. And our program is a structure. It's structured over a 12-month period. And for the first 3 months of that 12 months, you'll be receiving weekly doses, let's say, infusions. Of support like this in a weekly call, and that's your certification training program. And at the end of the 12 weeks, if you successfully complete, you know, the instructions, which are very simple, you'll not only have the shifts for yourself, you'll have it for your your clientele. You can use this with your own clients.
Turn and share it with them.
Right. And so you'll have that certification however you choose to use it for yourself, or if you want to monetize your investment, you can actually do coaching appointments and use it in your coaching appointments. You can lead workshops. You can be a keynote speaker. You can use it, you know, our trademarked name of attracting perfect customers and strategic attraction. You can use that for your own. It adds another credential, another tool for you that is recognizable on a global basis.
And another something that you can say that is universally understood and still has your unique message within it.
Yeah, you get to add your own creativity to it. In other words, I do give you a marketing kit that you can use for your tools on how to use, you know, let's say you wanted to lead a workshop. There's a script even. But I want you to make it your own. I don't want you to use my words. I want you to use your words. We just give you enough tools to really support you in getting out and in a big way.
And that's interesting, because one of the things that you really get from the SACAP program is a process where you can actually discover your words, so that you speak, you will learn to speak powerfully, authentically, honestly, from your heart, tell your personal story,
right.
And that will have within it your unique message.
And so the first 3 months, we don't just throw you out into the world without, you know, 9 more months of being held in the hands and the group of the tribe. So you have that constant influence of support,
email
of people
support,
recognizing and getting you. You've got a whole community of people that's growing and growing, of support resources, as well as Ellen and I are one of your best support and resources as part of the program.
So a lot of personal attention. And Facebook, private Facebook group. You can connect with our global SACAT community and share what's going on, questions and answers and resources. It's amazing what can show up when you start connecting with your tribe.
Anyway, the program is designed to be user-friendly. We have an online portion for you to use and a resource that you can come to. And we do have live calls and availability. So let me just give you the bottom line of how you can get started. And we do have a special offer, of course, because we're good marketers. But we are giving our class starts next Wednesday, a week from today, on September the 3rd, so this same time that we're having this call today is what our SACAT call will be on. And the cost, we're offering a $1,000 discount if you can take fast action this week, all right? Because we've got just a few more spots that we're wanting to fill. It's a $3,000 program, so you're actually getting a $1,000 discount. It's $2,000. And so if you can pay up front, we love you. That's awesome. We want to give you an incentive to do that, which is you'll receive a $500 value laser coaching package with Alan. And you'll be able to, if you pay in full, you'll be able to attend our retreat at no additional charge. I didn't even mention the retreat, but we, as part of your training program, we do a 2.5-day retreat here in Santa Fe, New Mexico, which is an awesome place to come to. And so you'll get to be together in person with your people. And we do those several times a year. And so our next one is at the last week of October, October 29th, 30th, and half day on the 31st. So that ends on a Friday. You've got all weekend to play in Santa Fe if you'd like. If you, for some reason you cannot attend on those dates, during your year there will be other retreats, and you can come to one of those.
Or all of them.
You can come to all of them if you want. So normally the retreat is $197. And like I said, if you pay in full, you get it at no additional charge. And if you would prefer to do a payment plan, we're doing a special offer payment plan of only $197 a month for 12 months. So between the two, you can choose save a little bit of money and pay in full, or if you'd like to you know, make it budget-wise a little bit easier, it's $197 a month. And we are including with the payment plan the laser coaching package along with that.
So I've set up the technology, I believe, correctly.
Oh, good.
So that if you go to our, if you would go to perfectcustomers.com and then products and then click on the SACET, you'll come to a sales letter order page at the bottom of which there's a place that you put promo code. So you'll see it's $3,000. Then you put the promo code SACET 1000.
That'll all be in the email, right?
That'll be in the email, yes.
Okay, we're going to send an email out, of course. And, you know, so wherever you are, you may have a question. I want to give you a contact, personal contact, but you do need to make a decision by Friday. We're actually needing your decision on this by Friday to get the fast action bonuses as well. So 505-795-5100. That's my personal cell phone number. If you have any questions, you need to discuss a consideration, or you have something that you need clarified, 505-795-5100. That's my personal cell. Or you can email me, jan@perfectcustomers.com. If you have a question, I will respond as quickly as possible. So I think I covered everything. I know there's so much more I could tell you, you know, what you get in the SACAT program. There's training modules, the 2.5-day live event in Santa Fe. You get to use the strategic attraction plan for yourself as well as it's your clients. And you even get, if you're trying to expand your product line, we're going to be giving you a product that's already developed. We've already been using it, but it's a product you can use right now. You can modify it slightly to be more personal to you, but it's ready to go just as it is, and that's part of the SACAT program.
Yeah, so there's lots of information and lots of traditional valuable business information. However, what is most valuable is the transformation that you've gotten a taste of in this call, the transformation that you'll receive having a structure of this over a 12-month period of time.
So this is my invitation to you, and some of you on here are awesome and are in the SACAT program already. But my invitation to you, if you're not, is if you're ready for the deep dive, come on in. Don't just put a toe in. You can come to our free calls or our $27 teleclass many, many times. But when you put your whole deep dive in, you'll get what you had on your short list and more. You'll get loyal, raving fans. I know you will. Your business will be transformed. And you will have exactly what you love and get to offer your gifts, talents, and skills in your business doing what you love. So that's my invitation. I want you to take a serious look at coming and playing with us, and we would love to play with you. So with that, let's just close the call, and thank you so very much for all of your sharing and your interaction today and everything that you brought to the call. We so appreciate you. All right.
Great big group hug.
Okay.
Dating game kiss.
All right.
See you all around SACAT campus.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Bye for now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.